Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
Good. Yeah, so as already mentioned, so welcome back, Alex, to the next session between the two of us. So I already mentioned that the last session, the first recording, is 2.5 years ago. So welcome back after a long period of time. So I would assume that during these 2.5 years, there are so many things going on your side. So, I really appreciate it that you take the time to tell us a little bit more about all the things happened in the meantime. Maybe we do not have enough time to cover all of that.
maybe we need another session.
Absolutely, yeah. So on this time we do not need 2.5 years right now to prepare that. Maybe let's start with the most important one, that you will receive a little baby this year.
End of May. Baby
end
girl.
Of May. Okay.
Very, very excited. Yeah.
Yeah. So very excited. And how is it going in the meantime? So all the preparations are ready and ongoing, or what tells your wife?
Yes. I mean, it's hard being away from her during the pregnancy, because she's back home in San Diego. But seeing everything come together, and we're almost ready. She's 30 weeks right now, and 10 more weeks. It's crazy. I'm so excited to be a dad. Also, just extremely terrified. You know, there's a dichotomy to it.
I would say it's very excited. I can agree on that. Especially when's the first one, for sure. So that's I think the normal situation. You already mentioned that you are far away from her most of the time, I guess. What do you expect there, or what was the biggest difficulties you have during the time, maybe between the to be away?
It's just being away is the hardest part. Not being able to help as much, but communication isn't our problem. I mean, we're able to talk and FaceTime and video call all the time, so or at least 2-3 times a day. So we've got that, and that's really like the way to survive, really. just not being there in person has been the toughest part for me and for her.
What is then maybe the let's say plan for the future, so a little bit to be a little bit more concrete? So when the baby is arrived, so you are still here in Europe.
what
is the plan? So
should be after the season. Should be after the season. I should be able to be there for the birth, and trying to make sure that I am there for the birth.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that's also a very important point bring this to a good end, to be there when it's really the, let's say, the magic happens.
Yeah.
So to say.
Yes.
Yeah. So and then will she move also to Spain, or will it be a long distance, whatever? So
we're figuring that
complicated
out.
So it's complicated from my point of view, at least. So couldn't imagine how complicated it is for you both.
Yes. It is complicated, and we're just figuring out as we go right now. Okay. Getting one thing done at a time, you know.
So the next big achievement then is end of May. Yeah. So during May, when the you reach the final. Yeah, so not really in a sports perspective, but a little bit more important achievement.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so in this case, the most important point we already covered. Yeah, so but let's come back to the yeah, to the other topic regarding water polo. That was also last 2.5 years, so many going on. You moved from Paris or France to Spain. There was the Olympics in between end of last year. So it was, I guess, a crazy year for you.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It's been, I mean, last year was absolutely incredible. I mean, Olympics, getting married, and then going to Spain. So it was quite the six, like, it was like a 6-week period of like getting the medal, coming home, getting the wedding ready, having the wedding, honeymoon, and then Spain. And then I think I was here for like 4 or 5 days before playing Champions League. So it was quite the 6 weeks.
Yeah. So maybe then the preparation was exactly the right one for you. Yeah. So when you're emotional, not really the preparation from swimming and shooting and whatever. So you have adrenaline from somewhere else.
Yeah. Exactly. but no, it was. I mean, absolutely incredible. I mean the. I mean, well, I'm sure we're going to talk a lot more about the Olympics, but like the wedding went off without a hitch. We had a blast. Had most of the teammates there, most of the guys that I've played with from the U.S. team there, and I mean, the ceremony was perfect, and we had a great time. And afterwards, went to Mexico, had a good honeymoon, and then swept off and back to Europe.
Business as usual, back to Europe. And back to Europe brings us to the move, let's say it that way, from France to Spain. So you play right now for Sabadell, so which is I guess also the next logical step, maybe coming from France or playing in France for Paris, and then really looking for the next next achievement or next step in water polo career, and how it comes to this move. So to Sabadell at the end.
I mean, had a good connection through assistant coach on the national team, Gavin Arroyo, played for Kim Collette many years ago. and we came here October 2023. We had a training camp here with the national team with Sabadell and with Barceloneta, and made the connection there. We had the training trip with the national team in preparation for Pan American Games. It was timing-wise was awful for the season because I ended up missing three or four games in the French league, just because, I mean, we had Pan American Games. It's our way to qualify for the Olympics and everything. So, they were understanding, but also, I mean, I missed a lot of time, but ended up coming back playing in the cup, and it worked out really well for us there. And Pan American Games were very well done. We were in Santiago, Chile. That was my first time there. They did a great job running it, I think. Every Pan Ams that I've been to has been run very well. it's a good spot. Like, I mean, the first one was Toronto in 2015, and then we were in Lima for 2019, and then Santiago, and I think the next one's Colombia.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so the next location.
Yeah,
on the bucket list. And Sabadell, you have the training camp or preparation camp with the US team then in Barcelona, I guess. And based on the good connections you already have, then comes to the conclusion, okay, maybe that club is maybe then the next good step for you, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, introductions really were made there, and I was able to talk a little bit and
Yeah,
keep
okay.
the conversation going for the next year. Just because we like kind of saw like by the halfway through the season, we kind of knew there's something happening with the club, and as you saw with what happened with Cercle, now they're in the third division with the of the French league, had some money problems and everything. So everything they ran everything well. I don't think it was a problem necessarily within the club, but some outside influences and that kind of stuff really kind of hurt the team, which happens
So at least
often.
at the end, for you personally, the right decision, yeah. So to move it, or
Right
to
time
know
too.
maybe, exactly. So new things and how things are going maybe in the future, and then also try to reach out to other clubs really at the first moments of these kind of miracle coming up in France.
But I ended up, I think I ended up signing relatively late. I think I had a couple options, but this was just the most made the most sense.
Yeah, so especially in the area of Barcelona, yeah. So when you have also you mentioned Barceloneta, the other Barcelona club, then Sabadell, and all the kind of water polo clubs around Barceloneta, Barcelona. I think it's really a different, or one of the best countries, maybe first of all, but also best areas to grow. Yeah, at least. At your level, maybe there's some space to grow at least, and have fun during the game and during the season. Yeah, so to win titles and medals and whatever. So I think also the season this year went very well there, yeah, right, with Sabadell.
Yes, so far it's been going very well. We've got the second quarterfinal in KOTOR and on Thursday. So I think we leave tomorrow morning. Very excited for that game. And moving forward.
Yeah, so
We have Oh, you go ahead.
sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, it's all right. Yeah, we have that, and we have two more games left in the season. So playing the next round in Euro Cup is our aim, is our goal. So when we have the capacity.
Yeah, so and already many times regarding then also the Barceloneta and Barcelona clubs. So it, I would guess that makes a lot of fun to play against them. At least when you m maybe not have every time the winning on your side. But at least from an experience point of view, maybe it does really make sense then also for growing and training, and also get prepared for the next national team things coming up. Yeah, and maybe then also some guys from Hanover, also Finn Schütze is also playing with you together, right?
Yes, Finn's great. We love working with him on the right side. I don't a lot of teams I haven't played with haven't been on a lot of teams with left-handers. So
Yeah, so
it's just in
maybe
the way of
then.
thing how things work. But it's no, it's great. Finn's great, in and out of the pool. Excited to have him on the team.
So maybe then our team here in Laatzen is not the right team for you, because we do have three left-handers. So
Oh, wow. A
yeah, so
coach's
we have
dream.
yeah, so maybe then in the let's say last period of your career, so we can talk about any signing when you have the experience to play together with three left-handers maybe at the end somehow. But I
Somehow.
guess we do have not the funding and the money for that, but maybe who knows what the future
Maybe.
brings. So let's talk about a little bit of about the big topic about last year. You already mentioned the Olympic Games and the bronze medal, and the first medal for the US team, right? Or the first really
First
big
since
achievement.
2008.
Ah,
Yeah,
okay.
2008 silver with in Beijing, and so that's our first medal since then. And then before that, I think was 88, also silver. 88 and 84 silvers with with that team. So it's been a while since we've made it to the podium. But it's been, it was an incredible experience.
Yeah. So maybe before we talk about the end, the happy end at the end, maybe you have some things in mind. You can guide us a little bit through the Olympic Games during the different stages of the tournament. What was the first games you had?
Yeah, first game we had Italy. We wanted
not an easy start.
No, not an easy start at all. But we knew it was important, and unfortunately, didn't go the way we wanted it to. Obviously, we lost that game. It kind of got away from us in the fourth quarter, and it was very much like, okay, in the Olympics, it's with the bracket play and knowing that you can't be in the bottom two because otherwise you're out. So like in Rio, we were in that position. We ended up losing to, we lost to Croatia, Spain, Montenegro, and who else am I? We beat Italy and we beat France. But the points put us in fifth for the group. So we were eliminated there, and then in Tokyo we had South Africa and Japan. So we knew that we needed to win those two games to move on, and then we had Japan first. Playing the obviously Tokyo Olympics were, I mean, crazy with COVID and everything, and no fans in the stands, playing against the home team in their home country. First game, probably it was the most important game of the Olympics for us and for them, because it really ensured we would make it in, or we'd have a harder road to get to get in. And then this time it was similar. You look at the teams. The first two teams we beat is, so we lose to Italy, and then we have Romania next, and it's a must-win situation. Romania's young; they have some talent that I think in the future they'll be better. But it was, I think we were stronger than them at that point, and we took advantage. We won. And it was a check mark. You know, we needed to make sure that we got past them. Also kind of get it off our back a little bit that we have a win. We can continue going on. And then we have Greece next. Another disappointing game. Close again, but I think game got away from us a little bit, and lose that game. And it comes down to us in Montenegro, which I think... From there, I think from our perspective, and I think from there, I think they had a similar perspective. And this was the game. This was the most important game. Like I said, with Tokyo, like us against Japan, us against Montenegro is the most important game just to get in the top four. We played phenomenal in that game. We played amazing. Like going into that game, we knew that, like, if looking at the stats and everything, you knew that Montenegro was playing incredible on 6-on-5. They were running a 3-3, and they had a really good, they were setting up everything really well. Their shooters were getting open shots and everything. And I think a lot of the teams were struggling against it. And game plan, we figured a game plan out with it like 48 hours before, and ended up working. We made a drastic change in the game plan. And I think, we had the talent to be able to do that. And it's kind of funny, because if you go back and look at the game, I don't think they knew what was going to happen. And we changed our five man from, cause we played against them. We had them in the US for training, earlier that year. Earlier that summer. So we had played three games against them, two or three games against them. And I mean, they were doing the same thing with 6-on-5 for the last year at least. And they were doing a, I mean, they were doing a really phenomenal job. And then you look at the game that we played against them and the change that we made, and we were able to cut that off for them. And our 5-man defense in that game was the best I think we've ever had. We did a really, really good job with the game plan change and everything, and it threw them off balance. And I think it really gave us the win in that respect, just because like we knew that we were going to be able to score our goals on offense, and we knew that we were able to get open. We just needed to make sure that we, I mean, the classic. We just need to stop them from scoring more than us. So, but yeah, no, it was that was a really key moment for us, being able to go into that game knowing that it was a do or die situation. And being able to have the confidence and move, or confidence from that game moving forward, and also just having the, like, during the game, just having the trust in each other to make the stops. And yeah, that I think that confident the confidence from that game, I think that rolled into our next game against Croatia, and winning that one too was just, it was a bonus at that point. Like, we got into the top four. We knew that we were going to continue to play, and knowing that Spain was on the other side, in the first position. I mean, obviously, you don't want to have to play them first, and I mean, because the success they've had over the last 4 years was, the last 3 years was, I mean, great. I mean, they're a very, very good team, very fast, very physical, very talented at every level. And we also had trained with them recently, and I mean, we trained with four teams before the Olympics, and it was Montenegro, Greece, Croatia, and Spain. Not in that order, but it was, I mean, you want to train with the best, so it's we knew what we were up against. And playing it, like, I mean, we played our heart out again. That Croatia game played really well, and it came out with that. Came with the win. So we ended up playing Australia in the quarterfinal, who was on fire in the group stage. I mean, some really, really great wins for them. Best I've seen Australia play, and I mean, it's like, yeah, just, like they played the best I've ever seen Australia play. And I mean, kudos to them, but it wasn't so much that we were looking forward to playing them, because we knew that they were on a hot streak, and we knew that it was going to come down to like coming like in that game. We knew it didn't matter who you're playing. It's a quarterfinal game. You have to win, and going down early to a brutality really set us off in the wrong direction, because I think we've played Australia so many times. We know them very well. They know us very well. And it was going to be a tough game. We knew it was going to be a tough game. Losing Johnny Hooper early was difficult. But being able to stick around and stay together, play good defense, make our stops and everything. And I think we ended up coming out of the brutality down two. I think it was 4-2 at that point, and we just kept chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. And yeah, I mean, like, it was that definitely one of the highlights of my career in that game. And of that game is definitely one of the highlights of my career. It was, and for USA Water Polo in general, just to get to the semifinals, which we haven't done in, well, since 2008. And it's been a long road since then. But it was, knowing that my teammates trusted me to take the last shot to score, to tie it up, and then going into a shootout, and how great Adrian played, and just knowing that everybody was going to put away their penalties to move on to the next round. And it was, I mean, by probably my favorite game, the Olympics. I mean,
yeah. So, but when you mentioned really, so this is for most of the people really, no situation which will occur during their life that you have the chance to play Olympic quarterfinal, semifinal, and then have a shootout. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would expect a really special situation where you have to be ready mentally on so many aspects, I would say. Is it such a special thing at the end?